Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Federal Acquisition Regulation in Plain English by Christoph Malinarczyk is a practical reference guide for people who work with United States federal government contracts and need a quick, understandable explanations of the FAR. Rather than presenting the regulation as dense legal text, the book uses a question and answer format and organizes its content to follow the FAR structure across its many parts. The purpose is not to replace the FAR or provide exhaustive legal analysis, but to help readers interpret common contracting issues in straightforward language and to understand how the rules tend to operate in real procurements. Drawing on the author's background as a former contracting officer and acquisitions attorney, the book emphasizes applied understanding how to locate clauses, how prescriptions work, and how to think through compliance and contract administration questions that arise during bidding and performance. It is positioned as a time-saving shortcut for professionals who want a curated, plain language highlight reel of the FAR while still staying anchored to the actual regulatory framework. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided tour through the FA using an FAQ structure. A central contribution of the book is its decision to translate the FAN into a large set of frequently asked questions, organized to track the FAR's overall architecture. For many readers, the hardest part of working with federal acquisition rules is not a single concept, but the sheer scale and fragmentation of the regulation. By presenting issues as targeted questions, the book mirrors how practitioners actually learn they encounter a problem in a solicitation, in a subcontract, or during performance. And they need to know where to look and what the rule generally means. The organization across the FAR's parts helps readers build a mental map of what lives where, so they can move from a plain language explanation back to the authoritative text with less friction. This approach also helps separate common operational questions from more specialized issues that may require deeper legal research. In effect, the book functions as both a learning tool for newcomers and a desk reference for experienced staff who want a fast refresher before diving into primary sources. Secondly, how to research FA clauses and understand clause mechanics. The book highlights practical mechanics that routinely confuse contractors and new acquisition personnel, including how to research FAR clauses and interpret how they are used in real contracts, instead of treating clauses as isolated boilerplate. It explains them as part of a system clause numbering, the meaning of prescriptions, and how and when a clause is required in a solicitation or contract. Understanding prescriptions is especially important because they connect the clause text to specific circumstances such as contract type, dollar threshold, or acquisition method. This is where many compliance mistakes begin, when teams assume a clause always applies or overlook a clause that must be included. By focusing on the how, the book supports a repeatable workflow for clause review: identify the clause, find the prescription, confirm applicability, and then assess downstream implications for performance and subcontracting. For contractors, this becomes a concrete method for reducing surprises after award, and for negotiating or planning around obligations that are embedded in standard federal contract language. Thirdly, subcontracts, flowdowns, and practical risk management. Another important theme is how prime contractors and subcontractors should think about FAR-driven requirements that can move through the supply chain. The book addresses subcontracting and clause flowdowns in a practical way, reflecting the reality that many federal requirements do not stop at the prime contract. For primes, the challenge is identifying which clauses must or should be flowed down, and then ensuring the subcontract terms align with the prime's obligations to the government. For subcontractors, the challenge is evaluating flowdowns for accuracy and scope, and understanding which obligations are truly mandatory versus included out of habit. A plain language explanation is useful here, because flowdown discussions often mix legal requirements with business leverage, and confusion can cause either overcompliance that adds cost or undercompliance that creates performance risk. By framing these issues as FAQs, the book supports readers who need to make decisions quickly, such as during proposal teaming, subcontract negotiations, or early performance when roles and responsibilities are being finalized. Fourthly, small business set-asides, acquisition pathways, and how competitions are shaped. The book also focuses on issues that shape who can compete and how small business considerations, set-asides, and common acquisition pathways used by federal agencies. For companies trying to enter or expand in the federal market, these topics are not abstract policy. They determine whether an opportunity is reachable and what strategy makes sense. The FAR contains multiple mechanisms that influence competition and award decisions, including procedures that differ based on acquisition type and threshold. By explaining these concepts in accessible language, the book helps readers interpret solicitations and understand the logic behind procurement choices. It also helps teams avoid common misreads, such as assuming every opportunity follows the same rules, or the commercial item approaches, and simplified procedures will always look like private sector buying. When readers can connect the procurement method to expected solicitation structure, evaluation approach, and required clauses, they are better positioned to build compliant proposals, set pricing expectations, and allocate bid and proposal resources efficiently. Lastly, disputes, changes, and end-of-contract scenarios in plain language. Federal contracting frequently turns on what happens when circumstances change, performance goes off plan, or a contract is ended early. The book covers practical dispute and contract administration topics that many professionals face, including the distinction between a request for equitable adjustment and a claim, bid protests as a competitive remedy, terminations for convenience, and sole source justifications in the broader contracting environment. These subjects can be intimidating because they sit at the intersection of regulation, procedure, and strategy, and mistakes can be expensive. A plain language FAQ treatment helps readers grasp the basic purpose of each tool and why timing, documentation, and process matter. It also reinforces that these events are not rare edge cases, they are recurring features of the federal procurement system. By making the vocabulary and decision points easier to understand, the book supports more disciplined internal conversations between contracts, program, finance, and leadership teams, and it encourages readers to confirm next steps by returning to the controlling FAR text or getting counsel when the stakes demand it. In conclusion, this book is best suited for people who must interact with the FAR in real working conditions, but do not want to learn it solely by reading the regulation end-to-end. Federal contractors, small business owners, capture and proposal professionals, contracts managers, program managers, and in-house counsel can all benefit from its quick reference style. The practical payoff is speed and clarity. Readers can use the question and answer format to orient themselves, learn what a concept generally means, and identify what part of the FAR they should consult next. That makes it especially useful during proposal preparation, clause review, subcontract negotiations, and early performance when compliance decisions pile up quickly. Compared with traditional FAR resources, which are either the primary text itself or dense treatises, this book stands out for its usability. It treats the FAR as a system that must be navigated, not memorized, and it emphasizes applied understanding over academic completeness. It also benefits from the author's professional background in federal contracting, which supports a grounded focus on the kinds of questions practitioners actually ask. Readers seeking deep case law analysis or comprehensive legal commentary will still need other sources, but as a plain language bridge to the FAR, it fills a valuable niche in the government contracts bookshelf. If you would like to support Krzysztof Melynarczyk, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.